Ever heard of a de-escalation room? WHYY's Katie Heiler visited one under construction in West Philadelphia to find out how it hopes to quell violence in one neighborhood.
Once a week, Rashida Ali Campbell visits a vacant lot at 675 North 41st Street in West Philadelphia. It's the future site of Earthship, a 100% sustainable building. Right now, the lot is home to more than 300 tires and 60 bags of recycled cans Campbell has collected. It looks like a dump. Even the new hand-carved wooden sign Campbell posted near the street has been tagged with graffiti.
Some kids wanted to write their name on there, but Marcus, he wanted to write his name on there, and God bless Marcus. But yeah, that's our sign.
It's that kind of positivity that Campbell hopes will have an impact on the youth in this neighborhood, which has been plagued by drug and gang activity.
We found a great deal of heroin needles and, you know, drug bags, and we heard information from the police that there was a rape around the corner. So we knew the kind of neighborhood that we were in. However, it was perfect for me because our desire is to serve this type of community.
Campbell describes the escalating violence among Philly teens as having reached a crisis point. Her plan is to turn the Earthship into a community de-escalation room for troubled youth.
You know, the kids have a saying, they say, I can go from 0 to 100 real quick. I mean, I get mad at a drop of a hat. It don't take much. And we're trying to teach the children that not only is that the fastest way into a grave, but there's ways you can de-escalate a situation so it doesn't even have to get to that point.
Campbell says teachers, parents, and police are quick to label these violent teens bad kids. But Campbell thinks they act out for far less sinister reasons, because of things like hunger, embarrassment, and stress. She knows this because she used to be one of those kids.
I was homeless. I was in foster care. People did not understand my home life. And so I hooked class. I was in the shelter. We missed breakfast. I'm embarrassed. I don't smell good. I'm embarrassed to come to class today.
Campbell envisioned a place where kids like her could go to get their physical and emotional needs met. A place with soothing music, fruits and vegetables, toiletries, even extra socks, and someone to talk to. She tried setting up these de-escalation rooms in 3 Philadelphia area schools, but quickly ran into funding troubles. Campbell had to figure out a way to make her program work on a very small budget. Enter the Earthship.
Take 2 bottles that are the same, and you get a wet saw, and you saw the bottles, saw those off, and then you tape them together to make a brick. And those bricks, you can create a beautiful stained glass window.
The building will be constructed from inexpensive or recycled building materials, and will be powered year-round by solar and wind energy. There will be an organic garden and a space for outdoor exercises, like Tai Chi. With any luck, Campbell says, construction on the building will be complete by next spring. But the real hurdle continues to be getting neighborhood residents on board with the project. Campbell is spreading the word about the Earthship with free giveaways, events, and community meetings. But the hardest part will be getting people to understand the principles behind the de-escalation room.
So we think about somebody do something wrong, you punish them, and you hurt them. So if I ask you, well, consider now not hurting that person. I'm asking you to change your whole outlook on life. I'm asking you to have like a concept change and a perception change on life. And that is going to take time.
Campbell hopes to one day get back into the Philadelphia schools and see her de-escalation room program replicated across the city. But that doesn't mean she will abandon the Earthship.
This house is going to be here long after I'm gone.
For WHYY News, I'm Katie Heiler.